say something more a little bit about same subject. As I told yesterday, the subject was you must know that just there in Zazen, the right Dhamma is manifesting itself, and that from the first, dullness and destruction are struck aside. I would like to explain a little more about the same subject from different angle today, because this is very important characteristic of Zazen we do, which is called Shikantaru. Briefly speaking, I told you yesterday and the day yesterday, before yesterday, if you do Zazen even for a moment, you become Buddha. This is first impression for me when I was a Hedge monastery, listening the lecture given by Hashimoto Roshi. And I didn't understand the meaning, but I moved very much at this point. If you sit down, if you do the Zen Shikantaru, even for a moment, you become Buddha. I accept it totally. No question. I think now I was lucky. I was lucky anyway. If I had the big head, I couldn't accept it. But anyway, I accept it totally. I was lucky guy anyway. Particularly according to dullness and distraction. Dullness and distraction. here are meant to exemplify the all kinds of delusions, but according to Abhidhamma Kosha, dullness and distraction are just one of delusions. So you can find the dullness and the distractions, one of the delusions according to the list of the Abhidhamma Kosha, 37 and 38 says the dullness in Sanskrit, sthana, S-T-Y-A-N, this is dullness, translation says topper, or stiffness, or obduracy,
obduracy.
And sterility, indifference, and Latin stipo. In Latin, it says stipo. To compress. Or sluggishness, languor, torpor, sloth, many translations. This is dullness, and the other one is distraction, represented as in the Sanskrit, as odaccha. A-U-D-D-H-A-T-Y-A. That means restlessness. Or agitation, agitatedness, or agitation, restlessness of mind, reckless, or frivolity, etc. Okay? But in Fukan Zazengi, dullness and destruction mentioned by Dogen are meant to exemplify all kinds of delusions. So, if you do this kantara, not only dullness and destruction, all kinds of delusions drop out from the first. This is a shikantara, okay? This is a shikantara. Okay, so first let me say a little bit about the meaning of the dullness and distraction. The broadly speaking, dullness and distractions are the state that the mind acts reactively, like the swing of the pendulum, and the body and mind lose a state of their equilibrium. That is, in a state of either distraction or dullness. Okay, dullness. So just like a pendulum. So it is represented as kon-san in Japanese. Kon is dullness. San is destruction. So, according to Chinese letter, the kon means the san, kon structure of the Chinese letter, kon, consists of two parts. One is bottom, secondly is the san. The san set, the san sinks, or set. At the bottom, the complete darkness. So, kon means darkness, which means the state which the mind becomes gloomy and doesn't work, as if the sun sets and the surroundings completely become dark. That means the meaning of kon, dullness. Okay. San is distraction. Distraction is a state that the mind is annoyed with the troublesome and is entangled. That is distraction. So distraction, broadly speaking, means relative understanding, okay. Various relative understanding, relative views, okay. Relative thoughts, or worldly thoughts. Worldly thoughts means to understand, to view something in the dualistic world. That is distraction. So if you understand something in the dualistic world, whatever kind of things you can get, whatever kind of idea or view you can get, it's cause of distraction. For instance, good or evil or neutral, or hard practice, or easy practice, or so-so. Whatever kind of idea you get in the dualistic world, all become cause of destruction. That is meaning of destruction. There are many kinds of zazen, many types of zazen in this world, but broadly speaking, let me say maybe three types of zazen, okay? Three types of zazen. One type of zazen is that by zazen, we try to remove weeds on the ground and reach certain stages of no weeds perfectly. No weeds perfectly. but at any cost, by the zazen, we struggle for weeding out, and make whole world completely clean, perfectly. But that is nothing but resting weeds at temporary for a certain period of time. So, someday, weeds come out, because you cannot destroy weeds, because weeds are nothing but being, just like your existence. Weeds, flowers, beautiful flowers, ugly flowers, many kinds of flowers. As long as flowers exist in this world, immediately there is weeds. But actually, in the dualistic world, we don't like weeds. So with hatred, we try to cut down. But while you maintain weeds, no, it maintains hatred. But by the hatred, maybe you can cut down. But it is not complete. Completely remove weeds from the human world. Sometimes, somewhere, weeds come out. Well, this is, we can see this kind of practice in the human world. For instance, in the business circle, if you run business, well, as long as you want to run the business, restaurant or whatever, we have to, anyways, develop business. You want to be successful in running business. So usually, in common sense, we really struggle for being successful in the business. Whatever happens, stumbling over removing the weeds and getting the flowers, and anyway, in order to be successful in the business, we struggle for our lives and reach the other shores. We can do that. So if you struggle for with your wholeheartedness, with your effort, you can do anything. It means if you risk your life, you can do anything. You can reach the other shore. But if you reach the other shore, that is the final goal, because even though the other shore is also a part of transiency. So, the goal you have reached is no longer goal. Immediately, first step, okay? You have to goal turn into first step. You have to do something from now. So, do you understand? This is very clear. This is human mind. We do. So, immediately, real goal completely goes far from you. Okay? That's why, if you, the moment when you reach the goal, immediately you don't satisfy. You don't feel satisfied. That's why you want to do something more. So that is, desire is endless. Just like a snowboard. And then finally, you have to die. And then death waits for you. That's all. This is very common. Very common. But I don't know whether it is real way or not. That is one type. Okay? One type of Zazen. If you do Zazen like this, of course you can attain enlightenment. Okay? You can completely weed out. Okay? By arranging your physical condition and concentrating your breath and adjusting or arranging your breath, okay? Taking care of your breath, what you can reach a certain spiritual stage, which is called calmness, tranquility, which you enables you feel well, happy, etc. But when the circumstances are changed, okay, well, you can, such a calmness and tranquility you have experienced can't maintain. Immediately it's gone. So you are confused very much. I know several examples in the United States. But at a certain stage, at certain under certain circumstances, for instance, bomber, or whatever. Okay? Well, if you are right in the middle of a monastery in a bomber, well, you can follow the rules about strict practice. Very much. And you attain enlightenment. But when you come to the United States, completely different situation, okay? Very different situation. Then weed comes up. It's very simple. Well, I don't mean it is good or bad, what's wrong. Okay? We should know that is life. Such is life. Okay? Such is human beings. We should know that. And the second type is that we remove the roots of the weeds and even the seeds falling on the ground. Weeds no longer grow. They are completely free from samsaric world. and the six realms of existence, hell, hungry ghost, fighting spirit, animal spirit, human being, heavenly being. But unfortunately, we without perfectly on the ground of only our own property, our own property, and cherish a feeling of having reached the final goal. In other words, they, we are by way of having done the, our final goal, and spend our whole life without considering others' life. So, by the practice of the Zen, you can, it's possible to weed out even the seeds, okay, completely, and the weeds no longer grow. That means, some Buddhism says, if you attain enlightenment, which is the highest level of spiritual life, and then at that time, it's not necessary to come back to the human world. You can stay constantly in the heaven. So, Arhat and many saints in the history of Buddhism, they showed us their experience. So that's why one of the four stages of four results of the Buddhist practice, Arhat does is highest spirit, okay, of the spiritual life, which enables you never to come back to human being, samsaric world. This is Arhat practice. This is also the thing you can do. But that is just weeding out on their own territory. That's all. That's all. And then, when they completely weed out on their territory, they don't know what to do. So there is only the death to wait. That's all. So all they have to do is just to wait for their death. Can you imagine? Yes. So it's not necessary. If the people don't offer the food, they can survive. They can survive. Because they can stop the breath for how many hours? Do you know that? Yes, they can do. So they can, still there is a possibility to be survived. So, it's not necessary to struggle for their life. Just be there. Just be there. No weeds come out. Very clean. But they don't know what to do. Just wait for their death. That's all. And here is a very good example in Japan. That is a story, recent story, with three news stories. One of the famous Japanese actors who was interested in economy, business. So he cherished for a long time some project he really wanted. So he waited the chance to start to do this. So he got a chance. He started to that business project. Finally, he finished. Perfectly finished, risking his whole life. He did it. Everyone respect. Wonderful job, project. But finally, he didn't know what to do next. And then, can you imagine what would happen? He committed suicide. Why? He committed suicide. He must be happy because he did it. But he committed suicide. Why? People didn't understand this. So, that is really good example, not only Buddhist, okay? This is really human life. If you really want to do something complete without, and you want to do something, want to be successful in any kind of business and Buddhist practice, if you want to live in the paradise, you can do it. But this is not the final goal, Buddha mentioned. Because if you do it, there is still confusion. You don't know what to do. Then all you have to do is finally nothing to do. After reaching that highest level, okay, you have nothing to do. Because that level, the highest level is nothing but something dualistic world. So highest level is a certain level opposed to lowest level. So always dualistic world. So if you reach highest level in the dualistic world, still there is a confusion. Or another confusion is they really are by way of having the reached highest level and having stayed with that highest level. Nothing to do. They enjoy themselves. And all they have to do is just to wait for that. That is what is called balance. In other words, too much pride. I finished. Okay? My task is done. Okay? So, anytime, anywhere, I can die. So, you can wait for death in peace, in harmony, without a willing, without having the weed. But this is called dance. Dance. Because that high spirit is just one of the style, lifestyle in the dualistic world. It's not completely happiness. In the last one is, the last type of zazen is something we do, second type. While struggling for reaching the other shore at any cost, this is also destruction, okay? But it's good destruction. Even though you reach, okay, the highest level of spiritual life, but still there is a struggle, because the moment you reach the final goal turns into the beginning. You have to start again. That's why struggle constantly going on. That is, anyway, destruction. On the other hand, dullness. But if you do skintala, dullness and distractions drop off. from the first. You know the karma. Karma we did, we planted in the past. Some karma were good, some karma were evil, some karma were neutral. Many karma we created in the past. And then those karmas, you know pretty well, those karmas are where? Are at the bottom of our mind. This body and mind. Karmas here. So, through your daily living, you can realize your present lives are influenced by something else, what you don't understand. Well, maybe some people call it karma. Only when they realize something wrong. Because only when you realize something wrong, you really get the chance to reflect upon yourself very seriously. That's why you put a certain level on your life, that is something wrong. Karma, that karma is wrong, evil karma. But actually, karma exists with you is complete beyond moral sense. Okay? Moral sense of good or bad or evil, neutral. Okay? But I told you very often, the karmas in the past and existing exist in the present in your life don't appear when time and occasion are like and the conditions are arranged. Karma, all kinds of karmas are still nothing happened. But only when time and occasions are ripe and conditions are arranged perfectly, some comments appear. Okay? That is a characteristic of the karma you created in the past. That's why comments you created in the past are completely beyond moral sense. So good or bad, neutral, okay? So they are always there. If you don't touch it, if you don't a particular time and opportunity are created or conditions are arranged. Not arranged completely, karma here. But if you create a certain conditions and time and occasion appear. The question is how we should, what kind of time and occasion and condition we should create in your daily living. That's the point. Rather than keeping away criticizing comments you did in the past, because karmas in the past are completely quiet in your daily life. But that is anytime, anywhere, appears and disappears according to time and location and conditions you do. Okay? So this is karma. So, point is that life is not going backward. Life must go forward. We know pretty well. Okay? in order to go forward to, toward future, there is actually, there is no chance to discriminate or to blame the karmas you did in the past, because karmas are correct in your life. The karmas appears why? Because you move toward future, you do something, you create time and occasion and conditions. That's why karmas appear. That means you are alive. So, anyway, we have to move toward future. There is no chance to blame your karmas in the past. Good or bad, right or wrong, whatever you say, karmas don't care. And also karmas appears ignoring your judgment, evaluation, and hatred, and whatever, dislike, whatever karmas appears. Only when time and occasion are right and conditions arranged, it appears, even though you don't like it. That's why you are confused. So, important it is, there is a very important thing is how, what kind of time and occasion and condition you should make from moment to moment in the process of moving toward future, rather than criticizing and blaming that comes in the past. Okay. So, important point is that we have to create a good time and occasion, good conditions as best as we can. So, if you create good time and occasion, good conditions are created, immediately some of the karmas in the past, which is called good, appear in the present. And if you do it, if you have done, immediately that will be okay, a seed of the karma which will appear in the future. So you can always plant, sow a good seed, because the good conditions and good time and occasions you create day after day. And then evil karma doesn't have a chance to appear. So evil karma always here, stay quiet. And if you do always good karma, create a good karma, and then the evil karma will disappear of themselves. They lose a chance to appear. What is a good? What is a good time and occasion? And what is a good condition? That is the point. Okay? This good is not the good opposed to evil. Okay? That good is, anyway, super good. Super good. Supreme good. Beyond good or bad, right or wrong. Such a good should be, okay, such a good seed should be sowed right now, right here, from day to day. At that time, that good seeds are planted in your life and create new life. We call fukutoku wa tsumu. Fukutoku means merit and virtue. Okay? Tsumu means to accumulate. So to accumulate merit and virtue. That means sow a good seed. In a good seed. That good seeds originate from
intrinsic value of pure human activities. Very pure human activities. That is fukutaku, merit and virtue. Fukutaku wa tsumu. We say fukutaku wa tsumu.
But let me say about this. We don't understand. Right? Still we don't understand because, well, why is it that downness and distractions are drop off from the first? If you accumulate, okay, merits and virtue. In order to understand this point, okay, first of all, we have to see practice for long range, life after life. Okay, not only seeing your life in your life, in your whole life. In this life, in this world, you have to see your whole life, life after life, okay? Life after life. Maybe next life, the life after next life. Anyway, life is continuing going on. Because we created karma in the past, and also we are creating new karma now. And then, that as long as we are creating new karma from moment to moment, it means future would exist. So you can get the chance to be reborn in the next life. That is meaning or sense of theory of a karma. So as long as we had karma in the past, and we are creating a karma in this life, we have to have future. So life is going on constantly. So, point is that, well, we sow a good seed, okay? We sow a good time and occasion and good conditions. At that time, well, according to my talk yesterday, okay? Good time and occasion are ripe, and good conditions are arranged. Finally, there is something left, that is total personality. Do you remember? Finally, that's why all we have to do is arrange for number one, environment. Okay. Number second, the sensory world. Arrange anyway, in many ways, with careful consideration. Third, anyway, the moving system, that means body. Okay. Body. Hand, feet, tongue, all moving system we have to arrange, and then finally sit down in the proper way with immobile state. That time, very naturally, body can be kept equilibrium. And third, fourth, regulating breath. If you regulate the breath, then naturally regulation of the breath influences so much the hormone system of your hormone and circulation, blood of circulation, and also your nerve system and internal organs, anyway, influence very much. So, and also finally, regulating of the mind. Regulating mind. That means no sign of having reward, becoming Buddha. Just do it. Because if the mind has a certain sticky stuff, which is called attachment, if you attach it, immediately there is a stream between Zazen and you. So you cannot cut it, you cannot see the Zazen clear. So immediately there is. That is a type of calculus. Regulation of the body and regulation of breath. That is what is called samadhi. Perfect samadhi. Often at that time there is no chance to insert a sign of becoming Buddha or having the rewards. So very pure, there is something left, which is called intrinsic value of human, pure human activities. Just that is total personality. Psychologically speaking, that is total personality. So you cannot get the total personality without arranging this number one, circumstances, environment, and sensory world, and movement system, and the brain system, and the nerve system, and the internal organ. Without this, you cannot do it. So how can you get touch? How can you touch the core of your life, which is called total personality? Extending to the past, extending to the future, that is a total personality, completely beyond human speculation, judgment. Okay? How can you touch? We don't know, because too many circumstances, environment, sensory world, moving system, nervous system, brain system, many things, internal organs. So, first of all, so the good thing means, complete beyond good or bad, according to common sense. That means, let's make arrangement of number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. And then finally, something left. That is total personality, which is called Buddha nature. Appears very natural. But here is a good example. I know the gentleman, I forgot his name, but he has a particular job. You know the commando? Commando. Know that? Mm-hmm. You don't know? Commando. Commando is one of the soldiers, hired by government. But that commando, his task is, very hard. Just not exactly the same, but the sort of a spy. But not exactly spy. I forgot that one of the novel stories in England. You can see I saw the pictures on the TV of the host, a man in this novel was just like a commando. So, the government asked him to do something, a secret task, secret task. You have to go to the other country immediately, by the order of the government, and then to resort to serve somebody who could be killed or who could be arrested, whatever happened. Anyway, he has to do. That is the command that he does. He is very sharp, very sharp, and his eyes, very sharp eyes. If you look at him immediately, he glare at you, very glare. Okay? So just like a frog in front of a snake. Can you imagine? Because he has to maintain continually a certain mental psychological tension. No ski crack, psychological crack between he and object. Always there is. Okay? No crack. So he is very sharp. But he suffered a lot. And he writes very much here. He writes very much. So he came several times to see me. And he sat a few times here. He lives here, but he doesn't have a particular home. Every day he has to move. He has to do something secretly. He wants to come here, but the government, FBI, everybody's follow him. So he cannot do the he cannot walk in sunshine, daytime. So he has to walk darkness, in the dark, darkness. So he want to come here because Zazen started in the dark. So, in the morning, that's why he want to come. He came once. And he has a small passport. That passport is completely special passport issued by the government. This is a secret passport. So anytime, anywhere, he can go. Any place, he can go. Any place. So anytime, anywhere, he can kill anybody. That means he is also anytime, anywhere, killed by somebody. Don't you think so? That is his job, anytime. And also, if he killed somebody, his task is successful. And government gives a salary to him. He doesn't want government, FBI, to look for him. Always. Look for him. But he came here, and then I asked. I gave a Buddhist statue. The curved on ivory from India. So that is wonderful, the Buddhist statue. Somebody gave me, so I gave it to him. Please keep this. And I told him, how about this Buddhist touch? Can you feel something? Or I show him Bodhisattva's picture, sitting like this, beautiful picture. Miroku Bodhisattva in Japan, one of the national treasures. I told him, because I want to know that he's soft, gentle, mind. So, how do you think that? He said, no, I don't like him. How come? He said, he's still thinking. He's still thinking. Maybe so.
And also, that's Brihaspati. How about this? Do you think, do you feel that something quiet or calm?
He said, no.
How come? He said, he's still suffering.
I think so. He's very sharp.
Because Kannan Bodhisattva is, anyway, Kannan Bodhisattva, Avalokiteshvara, showing Buddha's compassion. That is a complete pure, okay? Which is called Buddha nature. Okay? But we cannot touch it directly. That's why, how can you touch it, that Buddha's compassion or Buddha nature? So, let's touch that Buddha's compassion through human shape. Okay? Bodhisattva. That's what Buddha started, that Avalokiteshvara has two double faces, human body, and also on the other hand, compassion. Compassion. That's why he sees suffering. He sees suffering in Avalokiteshvara, of course. That is human. But without a human body, human shape, we cannot find any way to touch the Buddha's compassion. That is the art of Buddhist statue. So we have to see the double face. So nothing he likes here. I point out, how about this? Or how about that? He doesn't like anything. But finally, right before he left, he stand up here. And he said, only this person is very calm. No one sitting here. No one sitting here. No one there. Only I and him. He said to me, only this place makes me calm, quiet, return to human. Can you imagine? That's why environment, okay? Environment, making arrangement of the environment, and also sensory world, and also brain system, and moving system, and also internal organs, all things arranged perfectly at that time, immediately, he can feel calm. The moment he feels calm, that means dullness and destruction drop off from the fruit. Don't you think so? Yes, it is. Not only dullness and destruction, all delusions drop off. Drop off, that means destroy, okay? Just drop off. It has no chance to poke their head into some place, okay? Just keep quiet. So, for instance, as long as while he is standing here, feeling quiet, no one can hit him. I don't want to hit him. Even the FBI person came, I told him, just wait a minute, I can tell him. Even though FBI cannot hit him, because he feels calm, even though you get angry with me, okay, with me, okay, I just sit down here and just show. Can you hit me? Or I smile with you, to you, while I am smiling, can you hit me? No, you can't. So finally you say, you smile too. Huh? That means angry drop off. Anger drop off. While you are smart. Well, little boys in Green Gulch, during the mealtime, we shouldn't say anything, so everybody quiet. So the kids' delusions drop off very naturally. So, the moment when they came in the Green Gulch, the dining room,
all delusions drop off. So they keep quiet. That's interesting. And then, during the meal, Inoue hit one couple. That means a sign of starting talk. They're giving them permission to talk. So, Inoue hit the cup once. Immediately, a little boy, hi. Immediately he said to me, hi, so I said, hi. This is very interesting. So that's why this is, anyway, we don't know. We don't know how much delusions drop off. No, we don't realize. We don't perceive how much drop away. Because the dropping off is possible only when you feel right now as you come. At that time, no delusions come up. So, immediately you are right in the middle of total personality. You can manifest yourself, it's just like a lotus flower, blooming. But you don't perceive. And also, we don't know how much, what it is, we don't realize. Because too quick, simultaneously. So that is seed. Okay. So, a good seed. Good time and occasion and good conditions. Okay. We can create right now, right here. That's why. Shikantara is, anyway, Shikantara is not a means to an end, living here and to reach the other shore. Struggling for getting the enlightenment itself. Okay? This is fun. Well, this is very nice. This is a kind of zazen. Okay? So you can do this. But struggle, while you are struggling for, it is nothing but the destruction. Don't you think so? This is very true. Okay? Destruction. One of the delusions. This is very delusion. Now also, on the other hand, I told you, anyway, you can completely clean your whole life with no longer growth. But after reaching that stage, you don't know what to do. So all you have to do is just wait for the death. That's why Japanese after commit suicide. It's not necessary to commit suicide, but he did it. Why? So, because whatever it is, all things are completely delusions, okay? Creating in the dualistic world. Okay? In the dualistic world, if you say good, you are really holding this, but on the other hand, evil comes up. So, you don't like the evil, you like the good, but within the good, immediately evil comes up, and then immediately you try to move to the other place. But always going this way, that way, going that way. That's why pendulum. Destruction and downness is that life moves, okay, relatively, reactively. Just like a pendulum, going to the right, to the left, constantly, no end. If you want to stop it, okay, anyway, we have to sow a good seed. Right now, what you that is, we have to create good time and location and good conditions arranged. That's all we have to do. That is a freedom. Anyone can do. Even though you are not Buddhist, well, even though you cannot come here, you can sit down, arrange, okay, your rooms, and arranged circumstances, environment, and your sensory world, and breathing, and internal organs, and you can sit down. Can you think of? So that's why this is sikantara. Just arrange your environment, everything. And then, that's all we have to do. This is a freedom, open to everybody. No exceptions. That's why Dogen Zen says, universal recommendation for Zazen. Universal recommendation. So universal, it's really universal. Not only reading out the on your own territory, anyone can do it. Wherever you may be, you can do it. But if you do by yourself, okay, it's pretty hard because making arrangement is done by your sense. That's all. But first of all, by your effort, by your sense, by your understanding, do your best to make arrangement of all circumstances anyway, including environment, outwardly or inwardly. Inwardly means, anyway, sensory world, and moving systems, the internal organs, and also brain and nerve system. Anyway, you have to arrange according to a certain rule. And then if all environments, inwardly, outwardly, are arranged perfectly, immediately there is a blossom, bloom. That is total personality. Buddha nature. At that time, very naturally, all delusion drop out. That just like a lotus flowers blooms through the mud water. While lotus flower blooming, okay, mud water exists, but it doesn't bother. It's really appreciate lotus flower, just a pool. And then mud water drops off very naturally, and then whole lotus flowers blooms in the universe. Okay. That is a sikantara. And then if you do this, okay, that's the practice. Create merit and virtue, okay, which would bloom, okay, in the future, in the life after next life, in the life after next life, it's bloom. Yes, it is. I promise. Okay. I promise. And then this way is exactly cut off karma, string of karma. Okay. Without this, nothing else to cut off karma. This is the best way. But we don't know. We really want to. We are always curious of, okay, poking our head into a certain hole, always. Okay? That is a dualistic world, okay? Then you stop it. If you stop, everything comes up very naturally, passing by you. So all you have to do is, you cannot ignore all circumstances, environment, outwardly, inwardly. So take care with your best, everything. And then stop it there. Just like that gentleman. He doesn't feel anything, peaceful from anything, even the Buddha state. But he's in the pit. He feels calm. That is very good. At that time, completely, his old delusions drop off. Okay? This is sikantara. So, sikantara is arrangement, all things, and then sit down. That's all. That's all. this is really bodhisattva practice, to help all sentient beings. If you practice this, your life will really helpful for you and for others. Okay? And it's very true. Even though you don't say it, somebody realize you have something to tell him or her. So that is skandha. Okay? It's pretty difficult to understand for us intellectually because we are getting the use of always analyzing, synthesizing everything in the dualistic world. It's very difficult to stop immediately. That's why even though you stop for a while, you don't appreciate that practice. But this practice is only the best way. Okay? So that is the skandhara. Okay? Skandhara, zazen you do, mentioned by Buddha. We can explain how important this kind of Buddha practice, philosophical, psychological, but it takes time. That is huge work. Philosophical background, psychological background. But even though you don't know, you can do right now, right here. This is a very urgent need we have to do. Okay? Whoever you are, well, wherever you may be, you can do it. For instance, if you are in an office, but still you can do. If somebody and no one there, you can come, you can sit down on a chair and calm yourself. If you talk between somebody, you can realize a certain pose where no words come up. For that time, you can return to yourself and breathe. You can do it. So wherever you may go, it's really universal, very simple. It's too simple to realize, but this is the best way, not only for your life in this world, in the next life, in the life after next life, after next life, continue. That is to accumulate merit and virtue. That practice is really just sow the seeds, arrangement, circumstances, environment, inwardly, outwardly, and just stand up there. That's all. That's all you have to do. That is to sow good seeds. To good time and occasion, the good conditions must be arranged. Then stand up. That's all we have to do. And then that time, Dhamma, right Dhamma is manifest. Okay? Dogen says, right Dhamma is manifesting itself, and that from the first, downest and destruction are stripped aside. They naturally drop off. So that's why when I was a hedge master, Hashimoto Roshi said, if you sit down, even for a moment, you become Buddha. Yes, you become Buddha. If you can accept this, you are a really lucky man, lucky person. Okay? Lucky person. Okay, do you have, shall I discuss now or tomorrow? Okay. If you have some questions, tomorrow, of course, I want to have a chance to discuss with you about this. Well, now, okay.
What's the difference between the second time and the third time, if our goal becomes to do shikantaza, isn't that the same thing?
What is that?
You said there are three types of zazen.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't understand the difference between the third one and the second one. If in to do shikantaza becomes our goal.
No.
No.
Our aim is not focused on goal.
Goal is goal. We know goal. Okay. Goal is just the image of the goal because we don't reach yet. In order to reach the goal, all we have to do is what? Take one step. Take two steps.
Okay, to be present.
What? To be present, yes. Yes.
Well, isn't that a goal?
It's goal and also practice. Goal and practice, same thing. Be present. Just be present. But just be present, many kinds of way of being just because everybody has a different idea. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping all day, this is also be just present. Doing zazen every day, all day, this is also just be present. Or fighting with each other all day, this is also just be present.
Well,
many ways of our existing exists.
That's not what I meant.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember, you don't understand the second one and the third one.
Well, it seems to me that the third one is the true nature of the second one. Is that even if you try to do the second one, you have to do the third one because as soon as your goal is over,
yes.
There's
okay. Yes, I understand your question. Yes. It seems the Buddha nature of the second one. Okay. But it is still seen from the dualistic world. Okay? That's a different point.
Roshan, were you making a distinction between the enlightenment of the Arahant versus the enlightenment of the Bodhisattva? Doesn't the Arahat attain a light enlightenment and can then enter Nirvana, but does it for himself or herself? Or the Bodhisattva, at the point of enlightenment, refuses to enter it unless all sentient beings go along with it. Is there a distinction there? Sometimes in literature you see that distinction. The idea of the Bodhisattva ideal being a higher ideal to attain. Was that what you were trying to say?
Bodhisattva practice, yes. Yes, Bodhisattva practice. Because Bodhisattva says, without re-entering Nirvana, they really want to save we, the peoples, to enter the Nirvana. That means his practice is really open not only to him, but also to all sentient beings, and also the time. Not only the present time, his present time, but also his past time, past life, and also his future life, and also his life after next, and after next. Okay? So, then what he has to do is, but he practice, continuing he practice. But aim, just the soul, a good time and occasion, and good conditions, arranging. That means, okay, without entering Nirvana, okay, they just, Bodhisattva just soul.
arrangement environment, and then just stand up there. But it is immediately blooms his Buddha nature. That is katara. The bodhisattva has double things. Bodhisattva and Buddha. When the Buddha appears, it's quiet. Nothing. You cannot see it. But a Buddha is hidden behind the bodhisattva. Bodhisattva what? As a human being. The bodhisattva disappears, and Buddha appears. And then that Buddha is just like a bloom was in the mud. What?
Or is the bodhisattva practice of the third type?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes, it is.
Roshi, is the difference between the second and the third then that the second one, there is a goal, and the third, there's, in a sense, no goal? Is that
a goal? The third type of Zazen is broad. Okay. It's really broad. That goal is not open to him. His practice, okay? And also to others' practice. Okay? That goal.
It's not open?
It is open to everybody. Everybody's goal. Okay? And also, not only the, it's open to not only the present, but also past, present, and future. For long range, okay? The goal is extended. Through the three times. It's huge. That's why we cannot get to such a huge goal, okay? Because it's too big. Too big. But we are such a huge goal, okay? Goal. So, how can I say? Let that huge goal bloom with your life. How? Making arrangement of environment. Okay. So, finally, third type of Zazen doesn't have a goal. Okay. We can say so. But it doesn't mean no goal. Okay. It's a goal. There is a goal. But that goal is broad, huge. But second type of Zazen, goals is limited by individual views and thoughts. So, according to his life, of course, his task, his business is success. Succeed. Of course. But I don't know whether it is good for others. So, finally, he doesn't know what to do next.
Arhat, what is his practice? You said he just waits for death, but he has to practice something.
Oh, of course. Waiting for the death is also practice for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, of course, but it seems like if the person practices so that he or she becomes an arhat, automatically it must move to the third type.
Oh, of course, this is.
automatic.
Yes, automatic.
So it can't stay the
same. Not automatic sometimes. Not automatic. No.
No.
Okay. It's not open to everybody. Huh. Only the person selected among the human beings can do this. Automatically. You can get into the third type of practice. That is, you can do. But not everybody. Because everybody has different karma. Okay? Different karma. But it is not the object, no object of criticism, okay, given by us. Because if I look his life in this world, his life is happy, wonderful, because he entered Nirvana, wonderful. Okay. So better than nothing, wonderful. If you can attain Nirvana, enter the Nirvana, drinking just one cup of juice every day, wonderful. And when you can wait for death, peaceful, wonderful. It's very wonderful. So normally there is no chance to come back to samsaric world. Just to live. Practicing, waiting for death. But a bodhisattva and tathagata are a little difference. Okay? Different.
What about Yakujo's father? Based on what you were saying about karma and dropping off karma and what does that relate to your talk?
Oh, of course it's related.
Of course. Well, maybe sometimes.
That's a good call for you. Think of it. That's a big homework. Assignment. Big assignment which you can think of in your whole life. Well, actually, briefly speaking, well, if you want to reach the other shore, but let's take a one step. That's a very simple part. Let's take one step. But within this one step, the other shore, goal, and this shore are included. Okay. Simultaneously. This is the one step. So there are many ways to take one step. Okay. Everyone's different. Take a different way of one step. Mm-hmm. Everyone takes one step in a different way. So somebody takes one step in years, some over, somebody enjoy very much, somebody with suffers, and somebody with sadness and the pensive and a lot, but one step type of one step. So how to take one step in the best way? That is the point. I don't know. Can you see the difference? If you aim at the just one step, okay? Or if you aim at the this shore, the long way, long system, okay? long life in the time process, from this shore to the other shore, you see this. Okay? And then if you focus on just the goal, okay, and that main purpose of life is to reach this goal, the lifestyle becomes different. Simple? Do you understand? Becomes different. Because you want to this goal. For this, in order to reach this goal, you have to struggle for life. Creating many things, trying to do many things, and successful failures, many things. And then reach the goal, immediately you have to start do something again in order to new goal. So always there is a goal, struggle. While you have a strong feeling for its destruction. This is very common, dualistic problem. So in the modern civilization, we can have a better life. But a better life we aim at is sort of a goal, okay, but it's not a goal already. It's still suffering. We suffer from the goal we reached. We have reached. So still suffering and struggling. That is immediate destruction.
Are you saying then if you take one step, there is no struggle?
Yes, this is.
There is no struggle.
No struggle. Perfectly no struggle. No suffering. No delusions.
So, if this goal becomes
specific,
one step.
Just to one step.
That means
this goal is immensely big. Not goal you are looking at. That goal is immense. Long.
How do I look at one step then?
Well, through the one, taking one step, you can see that. No, this life, life, next life. How do we know? How do we know? But we have to aim at life after next life or next life, because it's going on. Arrange all circumstances inwardly and outwardly and stand up. Bloom your tiny one step. Bloom. And if you bloom, everyone looks at you. Everyone realizes you. Okay? Because if you bloom, according to Buddhism, one is many. Many is one. You are connected with many. Thousands. So if one tiny seed, tiny rose flower blooms here, immediately, whole world is connected. Everyone will be connected. Directly or indirectly. It's very helpful. So Dogen used the term flower blooms, the world arises. Flower blooms, world arises. Spring comes, flower blooms. Which of two comes first? You don't know. And it blooms. It blooms. Raw bloom, that's enough. Then, how can you know? The world is it. Look at the flower. Blooming. That blooming flower is very active life.
carrying on its spirit. And world exists. And also winters, the other seasons exist. Okay. Anyway, blue. First of all, we have to prove. If you prove, you are not one, you are many. You are many. So take one step. One step. If you take one step, many steps, face many steps. Immediately. That's why if you take one step perfectly, one step connects to second step, very nice, and also zero step, you get it. Next, it continues, but it's perfect. Well, Arahat, Bodhisattvas, and the Tathagatas are all discrimination. The categories of the Buddhist capabilities. So temporarily we categorized the Buddha's capability, quality of Buddha is categorized about 10 names, okay? 10 names, almost 10 names. Reason among 10 names, there is Arahat and Bodhisattva and well gone, etc. So Arahat means a person who deserves to receive respect from others, to deserve to command respect from others. That is Arahat. Because he becomes Arahat by reaching the final goal, entering Nirvana. So everybody is that. Perfect.
What happens when death comes to the house? If it's Arahat, it's just waiting for death. What happens when death comes?
No. He can discriminate between the death and his life. He wait just his life. It's not the same as his life. Just wait for death. But that death is not something particular apart from life. You can wait. Just for death. That has and exactly the same as life. You know that death consists of many moments. Life is same. Life is also consisting of the many moments according to time process. So what's different between death and life? We temporarily put a certain name on a certain moment, which is called death, or which is called life. That is our name. So basically, all the same, moment. Moment, just going on. Just go. Moment. But we can't complete, depends on the moment, without any name. And it's very difficult. Because the moment of time goes fast. That's why we cannot stand up here. So we need cultural background, and we need knowing the beginning, the end, the beginning of the world, end of the world, and what happens in the beginning of the world at certain times. And then, if we systematize, if our theory is systematized perfectly, we feel relief, because that is something we can depend on. But in the time process, time is not something we can depend on. Complete going on. Life is something you have to complete depend on or yes or no. Yes or no. Life is completely going on. It's pretty hard. You know, they in San Francisco, they one of the beautiful lady came from England to get married with a young man. Situation I performed wedding service for her. And then they left for honeymoon, but 2 weeks later, they died by accident on the freeway. Can you imagine? That was her funeral service for Sujosha Rai in the United States. Her name is White Rose. He gave her name White Rose. Blank. So, life, of course, life is something we can depend, but it's temporary we can depend. But completely we cannot depend on. But we cannot ignore the life. So, temporary, we have to take care of life. With best, with best. With best means temporary, we really have to deal with life. No way, no excuse to escape that. From this point, death is safe. Death is safe. Death is something we should depend on, or we should expect something after death, through the death. No one knows. But there's finally something left, which is called time. Which is going past. So, right in the middle of death, what should we do? Should we think about death, or shouldn't we think death? Nothing to me. Because it's nothing but time. Life is it. Nothing but time. So, for Arahat, if you understand this, original nature of the life and death in that way, you can wait for death. If that is the same as life, you can deal. And then, as long as we have a consciousness always show you a certain flickering lights, okay? Like or dislike always, because we analyze death. We are facing this in front of us. So we always analyze it. We fear death. But that death, we can see the objective is nothing but flickering light. Disappear. And then Arahat can accept death. Flickering light. So that's why people ask you, do you think, how do you feel the death? Maybe he said, I don't want to die. I don't want to die, it doesn't mean I don't really like death. That death is accepted by him just like a flickering light. That's what he said, I don't like. I don't want to live. I want to live more. But this world is very different from Kali said, I want to live more. That is very good. Clinging to the life. But for the Arahat, same. But that humor, kind of humor, I don't want to die. But he knows just peace. He knows peace right in the middle of death. But he knows, on the other hand, flickering light. Hey, Kali. All this flickering light push you, cut you. Mm. person black. He's dead. My day was dead.
No.
Can you? Do you want to live more?
Yes, I want to live.
But it's a death. How can you deal with it? I will take care of you, Kagi. Even though you don't mind, death is good for you. So, death will take care of you. So finally I say, okay, I'll be. That's up to you. Completely give up. Hold up. Okay. Because I and death and life are all the same. Time goes. So, maybe for Arahat, his life is very peaceful. His death is very peaceful. But for Zen Master, the many Zen Master says, would you give me a certain wonderful message for disciples? Because you are dying, please leave final words for us. He said that I don't want to die. This is the final call, final word for him. That means, watch out, you should know the freaking right. Right in the middle of death. Tapping your back always. But it is not bad. It is not bad. So, all you have to do is, please die. But always tapping your back. That's what he said. He expressed to you. So it's kind of humorous, but it is really true. So, there is no guarantee. Whether I can die in peace or in confusion. No guarantee. I don't know what will happen right before I die. Maybe I scream, help, help, go back. Maybe I scream, please help me, So no guarantee. No guarantee. But I know that. I know that. That's why I cannot ignore my life, my death. So I have to, anyway, move, take one step toward that, one by one. That's all I have to do. But even though I take one step, there is no guarantee before and after. That's all I have to do. No guarantee is a freedom. So whatever you say, help, or I can keep quiet and die. Bye-bye. This is also my death in the freedom, in the realm of no guarantee. But sometimes it's, bye-bye, don't say bye-bye. Why don't you go with me just for a while? One mile after this. Oh, come on. Shut up. Just go by yourself. Many things happen. Okay? That is a victim. In the flickering light. Many things. Well, you know, they sometimes. I told that people recently the airplane. And then I think we're going to take a trip, and then my son says, Dad, you should have an insurance. And I said, no, I don't want the insurance, because how can I take an insurance money with me?
Insurance for whom? For me? No. For you, I don't like it. If I want to die, I want to take the insurance with me. Then, you know, get the, well, I pay the money so for my insurance, life insurance. I really appreciate it. I cannot take the lots of $2,000 to $20,000 with me. So I have to leave that box of money for food. So should I appreciate anything or not? So such a delusion comes up all. This is really tricky. But what if he says, well, insulin, take the insulin, or not take the insulin, that comes.